Good morning.
Hey, Seattle.
As always, it's your girls, Jasmine and Shantae.
Welcome to another Thursday morning and another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
Will it be the way or not the way? Find out and join the conversation.
Hey, 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 good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay. It's your girl, Jazz and
Shantae.
And I would say it's another beautiful Thursday morning, which it is, but the sun is not out.
For the first time
in like 3 weeks, I feel like, you know?
You know, I'll take it because to be honest, it has been hot.
It has been.
Than a mug in this house. We don't have AC, as many of you guys know, in Washington, and our house feels like you could cut the heat in our house.
We've got like an industrial fan downstairs going on full blast. I've got some cheap thing in my room that it doesn't stand up by itself when it's on full blast. The sheer force of it knocks it over.
So yeah, it's been hot. So I'm like kind of welcoming this nice 60 degree day that we're about to have.
Today's going
to
be the coolest day of the week. That's all right with me.
I'm right there with you. I don't have a very large house, but I've had it since 2006. Never really have gotten crazy with the air conditioner until Monday. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? I'm going to break it out.
Time.
And I have this little box window one that I put in there. It did just fine.
Yeah. See, we're thinking about
it. We've been thinking about buying
it. We better hurry up.
And the heat, upstairs.
Right? And it's about to be winter all over again.
Right. I know. So it's like, we'll get it for like a week and then never need it again.
That's how Seattle is. Yeah.
Okay. Our agenda for the day. So this is what you can expect from our show. We'll be doing our weekly recaps. Our icebreaker. We're going to do rapid fire again because we had so much fun last week.
Yes.
We're going to do a review of the week. It's going to be a mixture, probably some product and some music. And then we're going to get into our hot topic, Black is King review. Mm. Because bassists never disappoint.
We need to talk about it, right? Like, there's just nothing else to say other than Beyonce is queen and is life. And yeah.
She's life, water, moon. She's the star. She's the sun.
Everything.
But before we get into Beyonce, let's get into our weekly recaps. What have we been up to since last week?
Let's see. Definitely been having some fun in the sun.
Yes.
Trying to, anyways. Also, I colored my hair over the weekend, which I was not planning on doing. I went to Bartell's to pick up something else, a few items, personal items. And then I see the hair product. I'm like,
today's a good day to color hair.
Why not? Literally. Like,
is that how it works? You just kind of choose the day to do it? You're just kind of like a natural thing? Like you have it in mind that you're going to, and you just lock in a day? Or do you just like, nah, today is the day?
Usually I'm one and not doing it myself. And usually I'm going to like a licensed professional. Yes. So, actually I have done my hair before in the past, but we just won't talk about that. but yeah, and it was like I think what the selling point for me was that it was like, already pre-made. So colored my hair, and it turned out really, really well. So that took up like the majority of my Saturday. I did the whole thing, washed it, colored it. I straightened it for those of you who can't see, but my hair's gotten pretty long. So yeah, right? For me, I would say that's definitely the highlight. I really don't think I did anything else too fun. I've been spending some time on my pole, of course.
There you go. Getting some exercise in.
Yes,
that's a part of your New Year's resolution.
It is.
Look at that.
Are there any videos yet?
No.
Disappoint me.
She's trying to like get it together before she puts it out.
Right. I'm not trying to like. Yeah, I know that it's not going to be perfect, but I still don't want to look like a fool.
We want to see the progression of rookie season to veteran.
But don't worry.
To vet.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. It's funny. I just followed this lady actually, who one of my friends recommended. Who she started pole fitness like 9 months ago. And this girl's amazing. So it's giving me a lot of hope.
So yeah, that's my point.
A lot of hope. I was you like, can 9 get, months?
You can get pretty good in like a month. Top.
That's like a gestational period for a baby. Like, you know what I mean? I could do 9 months on the pole.
Yeah.
And become a professional. The context sounds so weird.
That's what you're just tuning in.
Well, Shantae, how was your week? What did you do?
The most exciting thing that I did this past week is I climbed a mountain, you guys.
Literally.
Wait. Define mountain in your term.
Literally? Do you know Blanca Lake?
Well, yeah.
I climbed to Blanca Lake.
Girl, nice.
Yes. So the first 4 hours for us, which it probably should have taken us only 2 hours, but we were under the impression that it was a 3 hour hike and a 7.5 mile hike. It ended up being a total of 11 miles. So we were around 3.5 and we were like, where's the lake at?
Take the wrong route.
I'm not sure. So we did find out yesterday that there might be another route and that we were supposed to take the shorter one, but we didn't see any other routes. Like everybody that we saw came in where we were at. So we got up to 2,700 feet in elevation.
Not bad.
A total of 7 hours. The lake was beautiful. Mm. It was like this I want to call it murky, but it was like aquamarine murky.
It kind of reminded me of like jade.
Yes.
Like a jade. Cloudy jade.
Yes. Yeah, it was like glacial water. Yep. Mm-hmm. We could still see snow on the mountains. It was a beautiful day. It's probably 78 degrees by the time we got to the lake. Took a bunch of pictures, took a bunch of video.
Did you guys swim in it? Did you guys jump in?
No, I put my toe in because I had definitely planned to get in because I was so hot. And then I put my foot in. And I was like, oh, there's no way. I'd probably have instantly
There's snow shot. Right next to it. You think it'd be a little cold.
It was so cold. And it was funny too because I put my toe in. I'm like, it's so cold. And this chick was like, oh, really? And then she starts hiking over where her hiking poles. And she's like, oh, it's not so bad. I'm like, oh, okay. Whatever.
Yeah. Right,
like,
also, mind you, though, Shantae,
I'm basically anemic.
Right, Shantae is always cold.
Like, I'm literally always cold. Anything that's below like 60 degrees is cold to me.
We were just like talking about the other day, like, you know, how we were just talking earlier about how we've had the fans on full blast. We'll be sitting in the living room with the fans on full blast, but still underneath a blanket.
Yeah. I need it. Like,
those are what my boys are doing right now. It's been warm in the house, right? So I've got the air conditioner on. It's a cool, you know, 74, 75. That's usually where I'm hovering right now because that's good and in and out. And then they're chomping on ice because they're like in this ice mood right now. So my ice is being depleted, you know, it's
Right.
You know, it's going away really quickly.
Depleted.
That's what I was looking for. And next thing you know, I look over and they're huddled up in the blankets after eating all the ice. Right. I'm like, what are you guys doing? They're like, we're cold after eating all the ice.
Exactly. That's me. Yeah. That is. Yeah. I'm like, I need the air in the room to cool down, but I'm cold, you know, like
right.
The fan. Like, but yeah, so it was really nice. I definitely think everybody should try it once. I don't think I can do it until I start my hiking training.
Yeah. That's something that like you should do like 2 or 3 easier hikes and then go back to that.
Oh, it'll be like 10 easy hikes and intermediate hikes before I go back to that. Like, I already have so much anxiety because I know what to expect. And so I'm like, could I do that again? Like, there was a part we rock climbed, you guys. It was very short. It was very brief, but we still had to do it. And I was like, there's not another way to get up. Like fast as far.
Hence, did you take the right route? That's what I'm like.
Yeah, we did. Well, once we got to that part, there wasn't any way else to get there.
When you guys had to go back down, how'd you get past that part?
We kind of slid off of it.
Oh,
like we still had to rock climb.
Yeah,
no. It was a lot. There were people.
We kind of slid off of it. Yeah.
Right.
Sounds like a
what?
Glorious hike to me.
I mean, pretty much at that point, like when we were coming back, the knees and everything hurt. So it was basically just like we were sliding downhill anyways.
Right. Okay.
Megan
gotcha.
Fell about 5 times.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought we were going to have to be airlifted out of there, but there was no service. And so it was like, it was definitely one of those hikes too, where it's like the challenge itself is like so rewarding. Cause I was like, you can die on this hill. You really.
Yeah, right. Like, I need to make it out of here like, because I'm not going to die on this.
Yeah. Show. And like, there's no, you can't call anybody. So you have to make it out.
I just wanted to see a lake.
You know? Right. Maybe have a picnic. Yeah. Stick my toes in.
That's all we wanted to do.
And we got airlifted out. It's a great day.
I found a new fun hobby. We're definitely going to be going on more hikes, just good. Not advanced ones.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. So we have a hiking crew now.
I wanted to add on another thing that you and I did together last week that was really fun. We went over to my mom's for dinner, and my friend Mariah was also there. And she brought this game over that was kind of like an adult version of Scattergories. You know that game where like you roll the dice, you pick a letter, and then you go through a list, and everything that you answer on that list has to start with that letter.
It was called Off Topic.
Yes, thank you. I would have said that if I remembered what it was called.
That's why I was assisting you.
So basically it was really hard because Scattergories only has like one list, whereas this one has like two. And some of the like things on the list are really hard to think of ways to fill out. But anyways, it was really funny because sometimes people started doing the wrong letter. The very first round, I accidentally somehow did like the letter was like B or something, and I started, my list was R. So don't even
she yeah. started it off right, and then like halfway through her list was on R.
Don't
letters,
even know how yeah.
words.
Huh.
Yeah. Okay. And then you know those like sand dial timers, it comes with one of those, and you're technically only supposed to
yeah your traditional it. Timer that's in yeah, most games
right.
yeah.
you're only supposed to go through once. We like
we're like flip it a couple more times
we're like maybe just forget to flip it for a few seconds, like, and we still struggled. So that was really fun.
Might have to pick that game up.
Yeah, we played with like there was like five or six of us, but you could probably play it with like three or four people and it would still be.
What was the name of the game?
Off topic.
Okay.
Yeah, I would check it out. It's super, super, super fun.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Let's get into our. Icebreaker. We're going to play rapid fire again. We are going to have essentially a category on each card, and we will come up with answers for those cards.
And I'm kind of nervous because some of these are difficult. I haven't seen this stack yet, you know, and I'm shuffling them because I'm stalling. No, I'm just kidding.
We will go back and forth. However, the person who pauses the longest loses, yes. And then we will go to another card.
Okay. So, deck is shuffled. I'm going to pull out the first one. Shantae, are you ready?
Born.
Okay. Fast food chains.
Ooh.
Okay. Shantae, you kick it off. Ready?
Chick-fil-A.
Shoot. Burger King.
McDonald's.
Wendy's.
Jack in a Box.
Taco Time.
Zaxby's.
Taco Bell.
Checkers.
Popeyes.
Arby's.
Church's.
Hardee's.
Did you say Arby's already?
Yep.
I said Arby's and Hardee's.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Hurry.
KFC.
Ooh, good.
Oh, A&W.
Ooh, that was going to be my next one. No. Y'all remember Skippers?
Oh, nice pull.
Captain D's. It's a fish place.
Boston Market?
Yes.
Is that a fest?
I believe it was takeout, so I'm going to accept that one. They had good little mini cornbread muffins, I remember.
Church's chicken.
I said Church's.
She said Church's.
Did you
already.
Say Church's or Popeye's?
I said both.
Both. I heard it.
And KFC?
Yep.
How are you going to take all the chicken? First of all, I think Jasmine lost after saying Skippers. You paused for hella long.
Was that 10 seconds?
Girl.
Was that 10 seconds?
I don't think it was 10 seconds. It might have been like
Are you timing?
Five.
Are you timing it?
You paused for longer than you should have.
Okay,
this might be a tie because you guys both went back and forth.
I was going to say, I
thought he was timing it. So that's my
I
bad.
Was on my stuff. I'm upset that I lost because I said a double. Wait, you was over here. I'm going to Skippers?
That's a nice pull, though. Skippers is a tough one.
Somebody is a sore loser. Okay?
There is still one around, I think. I think it's up north.
I am, because I was barely. Killing. I'm only a sore loser when I know I was killing it.
There used to be one in Burien.
Yeah.
Do you know where, like, the Sound Credit Union is over there in Burien? Mm-hmm. That used to be the one that our family would go to all the time. And then I think I actually like shed a tear once they got rid of the skippers because I didn't see any other skippers outside of that one.
Yeah, yeah, I remember there was one in Renton and there's one in Edmonds, I think. I think the one in Edmonds is the last one that's still up there, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could have said Dairy Queen. That was another
one. Oh, nice. Yeah.
I was trying to think of all of them and it's just like,
That's the whole point of the game.
Yeah. Okay. Are you guys ready for the next one?
Bojangles. Dang.
Bojangles?
Ooh.
See, she's got it. She has an advantage because she's from like the South as well.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. Sonic was one that we.
I was literally pulling all places from the South because I was like, then you can have all the major brands.
Would you say Zaxby's?
Zaxby's.
What kind of food is that?
Chicken.
Okay. Fried chicken or like.
So she didn't get all the chicken ones.
Right?
Yeah. And see? Yeah.
I think Bojangles is chicken too.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Next one, you ready? Ready?
Hit it, yeah, go for it.
Planets.
Oh no. There's like only eight of them.
Pluto.
Jupiter.
Saturn.
Mars.
Uranus.
Earth.
Neptune! Neptune!
Venus.
The sun.
No.
Isn't that a planet?
No, no, it's a star.
Okay, well, I feel like that was
like, I'm like, the moon? Then?
Only
wasn't
for
that all of them?
Only because of that. Come on now. You should know that.
I was like,
what grade are we in?
Okay, so can I ask you a question too? Moons are like their own thing, right? A moon is not a sun or like a star or a planet, right?
Well, there are some of Jupiter's moons that are.
So Jupiter's got, I didn't even know Jupiter has moons. Stop.
They have hella.
Stop. Stop. Well, next one. All right. Okay, we're not going to do that one. We're not going to do sports teams.
Why not?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Seattle Kraken.
Yeah, good.
Sonics.
Seattle Seahawks.
The Atlanta Falcons.
Seattle Sounders.
The Cardinals.
Which Cardinals?
Tampa Bay.
All of them.
Oh, come on.
The Arizona.
That'll work. Okay, I'll give you that one.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
The LA Rams.
Miami Dolphins.
The Chargers.
The Seattle Storm.
The Patriots.
The Eagles.
The Jazz. Utah Jazz.
Oakland.
Timberwolves.
The Clippers.
Did you say Lakers?
Nope.
Oh, Golden State Warriors.
There you go.
UW Dogs. Football.
Houston Rockets.
That's the whole school. It's college.
I said football.
I know, but it's UW.
Golden State Warriors.
Already been said.
I already said Golden State Warriors.
Because
yep. You know I had to shout out my boy Klay Thompson.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what's so funny?
Splash Bros.
Uh-huh.
So him and Steph both play on that team.
Yep.
I already confused the two.
That's why they call them the Splash Bros. Because they be syncing them from.
Mm-hmm. How cute. Yes. I was really nervous. Right.
Such an answer from Jess.
I was right. I was like, I know my football more than anything. And still that is
that's
a
great.
Little bit of like a reach. Yeah. So basketball for me, just. All right. Last one.
Ooh, okay. One right. more.
Yes. Last Ooh. One.
By the way, I'll give that one to Shantae.
That's Thank fine. You. Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
Just cuz.
I would not expect anything less.
You gave it a good run. You gave it a good run.
This one's hard.
Condiments. You ready? Mayonnaise.
Ooh. Ketchup.
Mustard.
Mayonnaise.
Within like four.
Oh, what?
She's gonna say.
There's like so many condiments.
Dijon mustard.
Pickles.
Worcestershire sauce.
Barbecue sauce.
Barbecue? What was that? What's that? That must be some new one.
You guys were losing it.
Right? I'm like, right? We're losing it quick. It's going downhill quick.
Barbecue sauce. It's Australian. I'm the babby.
Oh my God. That was funny.
Okay, I'm done.
I don't know any other condiments.
Just think what's in your fridge.
Hamburger relish.
Wait, what?
Soy sauce.
Yeah.
Hamburger relish.
What?
It's a thing.
Okay.
Steaks.
Might have to.
Steak sauce.
Yeah.
Sauerkraut.
Ooh. Is cheese a condiment?
I was going to say cheese. I would give you cheese. Say cheese.
Cheese.
All right. We'll give it to you. That was easy.
Nope, I'm done. Oh no, blue cheese.
Ranch.
Thousand Island.
Vinaigrette.
We're just gonna name dressings now. Okay, I'm calling this one. We're done.
Yeah.
We need to be done.
That one's hard.
That one was difficult because condiments really true. Like if you want to think actual condiments, there really is only like a limited amount. Yeah. Unless I feel like, I don't know, we might not be thinking of like the sweet kind, because I feel like, is whipped cream a condiment? Like fudge? Would that be considered? Like, I don't know. No, those are toppings. I don't know. Well, anyways, I'm definitely like warmed up and awake after that.
Right.
That was a good one.
That's a good like brain exercise.
Fumbled the bag a lot on that one.
Barbecue. I love that barbecue sauce.
Barbecue.
I am weak.
That is so funny.
All right, you guys, before we get into our review of the weeks, we're going to take a really quick break. You are listening to The Way with Jazz and Tay.
Alternative Talk 1150. We're on your radio at 1150 a.m. We're on your HD radio at 98.9 channel 3.
So many ways to listen.
We're on the web at 1150kknw.com. Streaming live audio and video as well as MP3 archives of many of our shows.
So many ways to listen.
And now, we're on your smartphone or tablet. Download our free app in the Apple App Store or Google Play and take Alternative Talk 1150 anywhere you go.
So many ways to listen.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hey, Seattle! Tune in to The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
We have something for everyone, from Song of the Week, where we'll introduce you to local Seattle artists,
to the quirky games that we play for that little pick-me-up to get you through your morning commute. Again, that's The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at TheWayJT. See you guys on Thursday.
Get inspired every hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, welcome back to The Way with Jazz and Tay. It's your girl, Jazz and Shantae.
What's up, what's up?
Before our break, we went ahead and did our recaps of our week, and we did a really fun icebreaker that got us on our toes and wide awake.
And we found out the definition of an actual condiment is...
Yes, because we were definitely debating that.
I'm all over the place with that one.
Yes. So you said spreadable something or other, well, and I
in my head, yeah, in my head.
Jelly.
So those aren't, I feel like those aren't adding. Okay, the true definition of a condiment is a substance such as salt or ketchup that is used to add flavor to food. So I think if it's jam or peanut butter, that's like, I don't know. Those are just things you make something out of.
Right. And almost said that too, yeah. But I was like, well, jam's not really a condiment though. But then like, I was thinking potted meat. Cause like that is super spreadable. And my mom used to make those like sandwiches all the time. And to me, that gives me the same consistency as like, you know, mayonnaise or like mustard or something like that.
Cottage cheese.
It's definitely like debatable, but I would think also what's on a table waiting for you if you go out. Cause there was two that we completely missed, which was salt and pepper.
Pepper.
Those would be condiments, right?
But you're right, because like when I go out to eat, it's usually salt and pepper, hot sauce. Mm-hmm. We didn't say hot sauce, and then ketchup and mustard. Those are usually like staples that are on like a table spot to eat.
But then it also depends on where you go, because if you go to like
syrup,
IHOP.
Yeah, they have the little jams, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. See?
Yeah,
they've got jams. They've got a whole like plethora of different syrups.
Mind blown.
Syrup is a main food group,
and
actually.
Today on The Way, we deep dive into condiments.
I know, right? Forget the rest of the show.
I just want to say that syrup is a main food group.
It's a main food group?
Mm-hmm. To Shantae or to any, Shantae. Like, actual thing?
Is that a thing? In Shantae's world, I'm like Elf, okay? I'm like everything syrup on it.
The way that you said it, girl, I really believed that it was like a thing. I was like, oh no, I think this might just be a person.
That's awesome.
Like, really? Is it very tough? Okay, so we're going to jump into our reviews of the week. For me, I'm going to review a beauty product, which is actually the product that I use to color my hair. I bet you didn't see that coming.
Ooh.
Shantae, what are you going to go ahead and talk about?
I'm going to review some new music today. Yeah, there's a couple of things that I wanted to talk about. You can go first. I feel like mine is going to be a good round out and a little bit shorter.
All right, cool. Yeah. So first, I'm going to start off by saying the product and the process as a whole was amazing. It was great to use. I didn't make a huge mess. I'm a very messy and clumsy person, so that says a lot. And it gave you pretty much everything that you needed outside of like a bowl. But also a bowl to use the dye for your hair was not necessarily a requirement. So the product that I used is L'Oreal Colorista Semi-Permanent Hair Color. And it's a red color. They have all kinds of different colors, blues, purples, pinks, greens, orange even. But I went with red because I'm a redhead going throughout 2020. I dyed my hair back in February. And I wanted to keep it that way. But yeah, I haven't done anything to my hair since before the lockdown. And so on my way out of the store, like I said earlier, it just kind of called my name and it looked really easy to use. I don't have to do any mixing. Normally when you buy product to dye your hair, you have to mix, you have to use like the color and the developer and you have to like mix it all together in a bowl and then go from there. This just came in like a squeezy tube. I just had to squeeze it out and run it through my hair.
But it's not a condiment, right?
It's not a condiment. Good. Do not store this in your fridge. You might mistake it for ketchup and ruin everything. But it came with 3 sets of gloves. I don't know if they need that, that I might need have needed help, but that was a plus. And I didn't get any coloring on my fingers. Another thing that I was really surprised about and that I really liked about it was that my hair is already pretty dark. And so when I'm putting color on dark hair, you kind of get a hit or miss on if it's going to show up bright or not, you know? And mine actually turned out pretty good. Like the red is pretty bright considering how dark my hair is. And that was actually really surprising to me. So that was really a plus for me on that front. And it's not transferring a lot. So like I've had it in my hair since Saturday and I've been sleeping on it, been doing this and that and the other. And Shantae said earlier, we've been really hot and sweaty and I've not had any like red rubbing off or like dripping off onto my clothing and stuff like that. So all in all, I'm going to say, I would recommend this product if you want to do like a really quick at home dye, you know, if you're not looking for a professional experience. Overall, you have to leave the color in your hair for like 30 minutes. So that's not too long either. The one thing that I do want to shine light on though with L'Oreal is that they are sort of problematic. And when we had Cassandra McClure on to talk about clean beauty, she kind of briefly touched on that. And I didn't really do much research beyond that. But after using this product, I was like, you know what? Let me see what she's talking about. And there's 2 things that jumped out at me. So L'Oreal still markets their products in China and still sells their products in China. And China does required animal testing on a lot of their imported like beauty products and stuff like that. So that's going to be a negative for me on that front, knowing that they test on animals out there. And then secondly, back in 2017, L'Oreal had a model who was, I believe, signed on like some kind of contract with them. And she ended up speaking out about racism and voicing her opinion on racism and using her voice and her platform to kind of shine light on that. And L'Oreal ended up actually firing her or terminating her because her comments or her statements on anti-racism did not match their values or their beliefs. So I don't understand how you can be against anti-racism. But anyways, so they chose to let her go. And then again, earlier this year, due to all of the Black Lives Matter and social justice stuff that's been going on, more attention got brought back to them because I don't think that they've said anything really about Black Lives Matter or anything like that. And again, brought back to light her that model back in 2017. But I think they tried to make a little bit of right their wrongs. And I think they hired her back in 2020 to be a part of this inclusivity and diversity group and campaign. So not, I don't think she's like just going to be a face for that. I think they are using her to like lead a group or something like that. So, right. So
would you go back?
I don't know what that conversation was like. I feel like there had to have been some kind of terms or whatever met because of what happened back in 2017. Mm-hmm. But they did face a lot of public backlash for that. Hashtag boycott L'Oreal was trending for quite a while surrounding that whole drama. So I personally don't think that I will buy any more L'Oreal products. Like I said, this was just kind of like a whim, a splurge purchase. I didn't do any sort of research going into it, but I'm really happy with how the color turned out. But I do think L'Oreal could do better. So that's my review.
As could a lot of people. Okay, so I changed my review mid-review because I forgot after I did that 11-mile hike,
Oh, that's right.
I took a bath. And I used a product that we were gifted and I really wanted to review it.
That's right.
So a few weeks ago, our video editor actually gifted us some, CBD bath bombs from Hempworks. And
thank you, Ish. Thank you so much. Shouts out to Ish for those.
Yeah. I've been looking for a reason to use them. And the whole way down from that hike, I just kept thinking about the hot bath I was going to take with that bath bomb. And that's exactly what I did the moment I got home. So there's six in a pack. There's Lavender, Violet Dreams, Summer Submersion, Ocean Breeze, Citrus Seclusion, Natural Oasis, and Serene Soap.
And they all smell amazing.
Amazing. I ended up using the Lavender bath bomb and it worked like a dream. Like, I knew taking a hot bath was gonna like make my body feel better, but I didn't expect it to feel that much better. Like I actually got out of the bath and was able to walk. And then like the next morning I couldn't. So it was like, that shows how much it loosened me up and just really, and I took time and like massaged everything that hurt so that, you know, it wouldn't. But yeah, it was extremely relaxing. It smelled really good. Because it's scented and it's a different product, I didn't break out or anything. So that's a plus as well, because I'm always really afraid to use anything with scents or just any real like different products because my skin is interesting and does whatever it wants. and so, yeah, I definitely would recommend this as a self-care Sunday ritual, or if your body hurts, I would check that out as well. A few other notes about it. It is gluten-free, cruelty-free, vegan, and non-GMO.
That sounds beautiful.
Yeah. They're handmade. They contain no added colors or dyes, and they're infused with essential oils. So this is just a really great product all the way around, like for the environment, for you, and in general. And it kind of backs or and supports our whole movement to clean beauty products.
I appreciate that because I know that a lot of people, like, I've seen bath bombs that have, like, you know, all kinds of glitter and all kinds of crazy colors and stuff put in them and all that. And I just can't imagine how bad that is going down our drains and all that kind of stuff. So
makes me think of Lush products.
Yes.
They put a lot of extra stuff in theirs.
Yes.
And that's cool. But, like, yeah, I also am, I'm, like I said, I'm always extremely, like, iffy on using that type of stuff mm-hmm. because of my skin. I just don't want to be breaking out after taking a bath.
Yeah.
So that's my review of the week. There's also a ton of new music that's dropped. Nicki Minaj dropped a song with ASAP Ferg last week on Friday.
And we stan both of those. Mm-hmm. Like ASAP Ferg, for me, I've only really been hip to the last like year or two, but I stan him. Everything he puts out is a bop. It's like, yeah. Yo Gotti. He just comes out with hits.
Yeah. As well as Brandy dropped a new album.
Less Brandy.
Like Brandy Brandy?
Yes, like wow. Sitting up in my room, like yeah. Full Moon Brandy, like the boy yeah. is mine Brandy.
Yeah. A whole new album, yeah.
Yes.
Good for
it's
her.
Okay. It's good a, it's a, it's a very, I don't know how to explain it, but
there's only one song that I remember that stuck out to me, and I think it's called like Unconditional Oceans or something like that. I can verify, but you're right. It's different. It's Brandy.
It to me it's sounded Brandy. All the same. Like I was like nothing really stood out to me. Which but I'm cool. gonna have to listen to it again like by myself.
Yeah, I was gonna say because for me I feel the same way, which is why I think that's the only song that really stuck out to me because mm-hmm. it has a different. It has a whole different sound in general. The song itself is a little different.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then one last song I just wanted to bring up, and I'm late to this. This song was actually put out last year. Sam Smith's How Do You Sleep? I'm obsessed, you guys. I've been listening to it.
I knew this was coming.
Every day since Saturday. And I just wanted to bring it up because I think if you haven't listened to it or heard it, you should listen to it. And if you had, go ahead and replay that. And then start a Sam Smith station.
Essentials playlist,
you know,
right.
Because Sam Smith is that dude, y'all. Like, we put one on last night and it just was like bop after bop after bop. Yes. And I was like, Sam Smith, yes.
We actually, it was funny. We had a whole moment of where we were like, you know what? I forget how much I actually like love him and
love
listen
Sam
to him.
Smith. Yes. Yeah. He can do no wrong in my eyes.
And his voice is something else too.
Yeah. Super unique. Super unique.
Uh-huh. Yes. One of my favorite songs that I feel like showcases his voice is that one that he did for 007, that Skyfall song.
Oh yeah.
You guys should check it out. It'll give you the chill, Shante. You'll
not is it Writings on the Wall?
Yes. Oh girl, I just got the chills thinking Ooh. About it. Listen to it. We stand we
you call
stand
me girl.
Him.
Ooh girl. Hey, Ben,
she does
girl.
She does this all the time. She's like, I just completely forget gender.
I know. It's just like, I kind of startled me for a minute. I'm like, I said it. Shantae didn't.
My bad.
It's My totally bad. Fine. I get it. It's just funny.
So, yes, definitely check all that music out. Put on a Sam Smith Essentials playlist today. Check out HempWorks CBD bath bombs. And, you know, research a little bit more about L'Oreal and their unethical practices.
Yeah, and think about it because they own a lot of different
they
stuff.
They do.
They own like Urban Decay, Lancome. Like, look into that because they touch more things than you would think.
Yes.
Okay.
So find your products that are owned by L'Oreal or subsidiaries or whatever and throw them out.
Trash them. Or just make sure that you use them up really quickly and just don't buy any more.
And that's really the best way to go.
Right.
Okay, so we want to give ourselves enough time to talk about Beyonce and all that is the greatness of Black is King. So we are going to hop into another 2 to 3 minute break before we get into that. You guys are listening to The Way with Jazz and Tay. If you're talking,
they will hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how, and we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
It's time that you are heard, and I don't mean in just a conversation. I mean really heard. Imagine hosting your very own radio program on Alternative Talk 1150. Talk about being heard. Call 425-653-1150 right now to learn how affordable it can be to host your own radio show. Time slots are going fast, so take hold of this chance by dialing 425-653-1150. Alternative Talk, we have an opportunity waiting just for you.
Going against the grain has never been this much fun. Alternative Talk 1150.
I love that song. You guys, that was a sample of Sam Smith's How Do You Sleep? Welcome back.
Welcome back, by the way.
Sorry, I just had to give him the deets.
Yeah, no, I love how that song makes you feel. Like, it's so cute. It puts you in a good mood. And
I really love when Sam Smith does like club hits, you know, like kind of like EDM-y house stuff. And I just feel the vibe. Like, it's a night out at the club and you're at like our place.
For those of you that don't know,
our neighbors,
our place and Neighbors are both really popular gay clubs out here in Capitol Hill. And they have like dancers at our place.
Yeah, they frequently have like drag queens there, even if there's not a performance going on. And it's always a great time.
Yeah. So definitely that song is going to be at our place or Neighbors vibe for sure. All right. Well, let's jump into our Black is King hot topic, because wow, where do we start?
Well, let's start with the facts.
Yeah. The facts.
Beyonce dropped a visual album. Which day did she drop it?
July 31st.
I knew Beyonce would know. Wow.
I am Beyonce always, so that's okay.
The shirt's not giving it away either, right? The shirt's not giving it away either.
You weren't wrong.
Like, you totally knew.
So Beyonce dropped a visual album called Black is King, July 31st. She wrote, directed, and executive produced this project. Mm-hmm. It is supposed to be her adaptation of the live action Lion King.
Yes, which took us a second to realize. We were like halfway through it before we were like, oh, that's what's going on.
Yeah.
Here.
Like, you definitely have to separate the awe of Beyonce dropping anything new and then like actually look at it like, oh, they're trying to send us a message.
Right. You've got to like watch it for Beyonce, and then you have to watch it for what the project is.
Right. Oh, and also we've watched it twice now. Yes. So like the first time around, we just watched it visually and we were like, so taken aback.
And tears were shed.
Last night we watched it with subtitles, and I recommend everybody watch it once for the visuals and then watch it again with subtitles, because it hits a little different.
It does. It actually really does.
When you hear what she's saying, the meaning with the visual and everything. Like, it almost made me more misty-eyed this time, because I'm like, whoa, I didn't know she was talking about all this stuff.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. No, truly. It was, it just all around, she did a really great job. And whoever she had with the camera work and everything. And
yes.
Just incredible.
I was trying to do a little bit of background on who she had working on the project, and I didn't get to the camera person, but that was somebody I really wanted to look up, because when we watched it the first time around, it was interesting to me, because for the first time in my life, I'm looking at all the camera angles like, ooh, I wonder if they used a drone for this shot, and like what After Effect did they use to like speed stuff up and slow it down. And I just thought it was really interesting, and I wonder if it's specific to that person who filmed it. And I also was wondering if maybe they'd filmed it on an iPhone. And the only reason why I asked that is because
Beyonce filming a project on an iPhone?
Well, she did Drunk in Love on an iPhone.
Yeah.
And Lady Gaga recently did a really like dope concept on iPhone. So it's kind of like a push to kind of like, you can do all this great stuff from your phone. Right.
It's a good marketing spin, I think, marketing wise.
Exactly.
Right. I'm like, if they can. Yeah, but OK. Different.
But the thing is, like, OK, you can film anything. And then once you put it into like, you know, your editing, you can do just about anything to make it look better, which is why I was like, I'm wondering what kind of equipment they had. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it was like the first time I'm watching Beyonce wondering like what equipment was there, instead of like, look at the fashion and look at Beyonce. She looks so good. Like, I'm like, how did they put this together? Because it was so well done. Like, definitely should be winning some kind of like picture award.
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe an Oscar.
the costumes and the outfits throughout the throughout the visual album or whatever it is, the project, it were incredible.
Yes. You know,
there's diamonds, there's fringe. Oh my gosh, there's fringe everywhere.
Yeah.
What else is animal print galore?
And we could get into that a little bit more as we talk about like our favorite songs. I do want to touch on the outfit. So I was reading last night, I was trying to figure out again, like, where these hairstyles came from. So the biggest thing to know is that this was also supposed to be a story of African diaspora. Yes. It's supposed to show you a look into what it is. And so there were hairstyles that were inspired by, you know, African heritage. Mm-hmm. And that was one of their biggest feats. So like Zarina Akers, she was the stylist. And then Neil Farina was the hairstylist. And I actually read that they didn't even consult each other before they had all of their stuff ready. And it just seamlessly worked because they had one central idea of like, it needs to embody this African diaspora. Yeah. And so it was funny because as I was,
crazy.
I was reading it and Neil was like, yeah, I didn't even see the outfits. And he was like, when I saw what, you know, what Zarina had had together, he was like, she didn't come to play and neither did I.
right.
And
I mean, it's Beyonce, you deliver, okay,
every time. And so I thought that that was really cool that like they didn't even consult each other and yet it just went, like it didn't feel like any part of it didn't go together.
Yeah.
But let's get into like specificity.
Let's
like
do it.
I would hear some music, I want to talk clothes. I want to talk vibes. I guess we could start with Mood Forever. We don't need to say all of these songs. I'm looking down.
Cool,
our notes are crazy.
Girl, because I had like a whole entire like note in my phone ready to go for this.
Jasmine literally has a short novel in our notes, you guys.
I do. I'm so sorry, guys. But yeah, Mood Forever. So that was a song that was like a big favorite when the movie came out in general. You know, it has a really good beat and all that kind of stuff. I don't think we've seen a visual that goes with this, even when the song like came out. This was just perfect. You know, they're living in like a kingdom, just iced out, wearing their best outfits. You know, they're wake. It basically shows, I feel like, what is it? Like a day in the life at yes. home for them in a way.
Should we pause really quick and give them the little clip?
Yes, let's do it. I promise it's my move forever and ever.
Yes. This video was a mood. Leopard print, diamonds, palaces in Africa, like
just, and she's got this,
she looked royal.
She's wearing, I don't know how to explain it. There's this blue dress that she has on that's like this big puffy gown, and then she also has this like, you know, Sunday service hat, but the hat is ginormous. The hat literally goes out in front of her and behind her, like 2 feet, okay? And she's rocking it. And she's got like a black lip and sunglasses the whole time, just really making you feel like she is that chick, okay?
And she is. And Jay-Z is also in this song.
And here's the thing. Jay-Z, we talk about him often. He's not attractive. I don't really find him to be attractive. But he looks great here. He looks amazing.
He looks like a king.
And, right. He knows he is wearing the heck out of whatever they've got him in. Okay. He looks fantastic. Another scene in this that I want to touch on is they're having like a tea party in the garden. And it's got Mama Tina in it. You can see Kelly. You can see, is Blue, I think, in the same one. I don't know. It just,
we gotta speed it up.
I know. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Go on and on.
Right. So let's get to our another favorite. What was one of your favorites?
Another one of my favorites was, I want to say My Power. That's the one that has all of the females in it.
Let's go ahead and give them a clip of My Power.
Clip. Sounds great. This track is amazing because it's definitely all about women empowerment. And it's got Little Blue Blue in it, Nyjah, Tierra Whack, Yemi Alade, Busiswa. Basically, none of these people came through to play.
Yeah.
Each of them is wearing an outfit that just has you jaw dropped. And I feel like very true to their culture.
Culture, yeah.
Which I thought was beautiful. Mm-hmm. They each wore it in their own way. And Watching it, you just get all these vibes of like, you feel powerful. These women make you feel powerful. You see the power that these women are trying to exert and give.
Empowered women empowering women.
Yes.
And like the whole time you're just watching it, like you're ready to go take on the world or something.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Kind of like Run the World Part Two, but in a different way.
Absolutely.
What about for you? What was one of your last favorite ones?
So my last favorite would be Keys to the Kingdom.
Yes.
I just think it's a really beautiful song. If we could do like a little like 15 second snippet, Benny. So that is my favorite. It's beautiful. It's a love song. It's the song that they play when Nala and Simba get married.
Aww.
Adaptation
it's,
of
yeah, it's really cute.
And it's
really...
just upbeat. Like, I want to play this on a loop. You're the king. You're the king.
Yeah. It's a whole vibe.
And actually, Beyonce is not even in this part.
No, I don't see her really.
Yeah. I forgot who sings it. I didn't look that up, you guys. And I'm
Tiwa Savage or Savage?
And Mr. Easy.
Yeah, thank with an you. I, E-A-Z-I.
E-A-Z-I.
So Beyonce yielded the floor to give them the spotlight, and I appreciate her for it. It's a really lovely song.
Yeah, it's very pretty.
All right, let's round it out, Jasmine. We could talk about this so much more.
Seriously, right.
We don't have enough time to talk about Beyonce. Should have been the whole show.
Right.
For another day.
Right. Let's go ahead and let's do our quick reviews and see what's the way or not the way.
Absolutely.
I think coloring my hair and having dinner and your hike, all in all, the way.
Mm-hmm.
All of it.
Mm-hmm.
Very good and fun. Icebreaker. Definitely
was the way.
That was it. Yeah, that was so much fun.
Not knowing planets or condiments, but
we will talk about that.
Gotta go get that Bobby sauce.
Right, my barbecue. review of the week. Coloring my hair, like I will say, was definitely the way. L'Oreal, not the way. Mm-hmm. And do better. And please make an effort to do better.
Hempworks CBD bath bombs, absolutely the way. I really enjoyed that, and I can't wait to try another one out.
And lastly, Black is King. Beyonce, Giselle knows Carter. The way.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no debate here.
There's never a time where we'll probably say that Beyonce's not the way.
Right. You know, everything about this project was amazing through and through. So I have no regrets, and I'm so glad that I've watched it twice already.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. We will see you next week.
Bye.
Stay Black.
As always, thank you so much for tuning into The Way. Catch you next week. Same time, same place.
Follow us on Instagram at The Way Jasmine Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT.
Don't be afraid to DM us if you have any questions or suggestions about the show. Until next time, bye.
Peace.